Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frahill is here, and we're still talking about Troy Parrott.
We are indeed, Audrey. Good morning. Yeah, the Irish under 21 manager Jim Crawford, the latest person to pay tribute to Troy Parrott and the rest of the senior squad. So the under 21s, they're in Andorra ahead of their European qualifier tonight. And Parrott played under Jim almost 5 years ago during a spell where he was really struggling with injury and also finding form. And Jim Crawford believes that there's a lot more to come from this pair because he spotted the potential in him when he was just a very young player. He now plays, of course, with AZ Alkmaar in the Netherlands, and Jim Crawford is hoping that the exploits at the weekend for the senior team will inspire his group who watched the game together from their training base in Andorra.
It was just unbelievable. The cheers, the emotion that was here in the under-21s camp for Troy Parrott, who obviously played with the 21s before, was... You know, we felt immense pride with him scoring a hat-trick. But, you know, to get into the playoffs from the position they were in, it shows an unbelievable character with the group, with the staff. You know, 6 points in a window like that, you couldn't write it. You know, it was a remarkable achievement. Troy's had a hell of a journey at the minute for somebody so young. I think it said it all, his interview at the end, how emotional he was, what it means to him to play for Ireland. I know he's been left out of squads in the past, and I know it hurt him, but I think packaged it all up. What playing for Ireland, what putting on a green shirt means, every one of them, you know, not only Troy, but every single one of them. And that's what you need, you know, that's your first protocol if you want to be, you know, successful. Well, I'm delighted for him, and I think, you know, what he's doing at club level is really good, and I think that's his foundation, that he's playing games every week, he's scoring goals. You know, I think it's only a start for him, you know, and that's the type of fella he is. He's saying, okay, look, I want to play the next game, I want to score again. That's what you need to have in this industry. You know, it's those players that start admiring the view and taking their foot off the pedal with regards to their own development would be found wanting at some stage.
Yeah, that's Jim Crawford. Kickoff 6:30, looking to bounce back from the defeat to England on Friday. Again, live on RTÉ2 and The Player. Earlier in the afternoon, the under-17s meet Switzerland. And what a huge game this is for them, looking for a place in the World Cup quarterfinals in Doha. Live on RTÉ2 and The Player. 2:45 that one starts, and what a journey it's been for them, beating Canada on penalties in the last round. The Swiss be a tough one today. They met in September, lost 3-0, played again last month, and it ended in a draw, and we're expecting another tight one there today. Stuart McCluskey has been ruled out of Ireland's final November international against South Africa on Saturday. He suffered a recurrence of a groin injury, is having absolutely no luck at all when it comes to playing for the Irish team. Prop Thomas Clarkson, he passed his head injury assessment after being replaced against Australia later on, expected to train this week fully. Leinster players Josh van der Fleer, Gary Ringrose, they're back in contention to face the Springboks. Now, South Africa have not beaten an Irish team on Irish soil, believe it or not, since 2012, but they arrive here as the world champions and, of course, the form team in international rugby. Second row, Eben Etzebeth, he's been telling Michael Glennon that he's been relishing this opportunity for some time.
Yeah, I think obviously a great team. I think they've been on top of the world rankings, if I say on top, in the top three for the last couple of years. So quality side, and so yeah, looking forward to this game. Obviously, when we got the calendar at the start of the year, it was definitely one of the fixtures that stood out. So yeah, we're excited for this weekend. It's going to be a good clash.
What did you make of Ireland against Australia at the weekend? If the consensus is a much improved Ireland from their first two matches up the window.
Yeah, great test match. I think it was something like a record score. So, yeah, well done to Ireland. I think they played a real good game.
You've played a lot of rugby since the summer tests last year when Ireland got the late drop goals to beat you. Is that played? Would that be part of the motivation this week?
No, I wouldn't say so. I think, like I said, it's a completely different challenge. We're playing in Ireland against them. That was more than a year and a half ago. We've seen a lot can happen in rugby in 1 week, so I think a lot of change since that game, but we're only probably going to change our focus and not worry too much about the pause, and we know we haven't won yet in a while, so that's a nice opportunity for us.
And finally, to a boxing story which is creating quite a stir. Anthony Joshua, former Olympic champion, former world champion as well, is going to take on YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul in a heavyweight bout in Miami the week before Christmas. Frank Warren, promoter, feels Joshua obviously has the class, but also the huge size advantage to win easily. But he did have this warning for him.
If AJ gets caught or he looks bad, he's done.
Come on, Jake Paul isn't going to catch AJ and hurt him, surely.
Well, I don't think so, but I've got to tell you something. I'm not, you know, I don't think that's going to be the case. And if it does happen, then he is finished. He's been a bit vulnerable, very vulnerable in his last few fights. It's dangerous for Jake, in as much that, you know, as I said, that he's in with somebody who's got vast experience and he hasn't. I think it's a major, major step up, you know, for a gold medalist, former two-time world champion, naturally big man. This is a big, big ask.
Yeah, we'll say, I know lots of debate around it, but certainly grabbing all the headlines, isn't it?
It is indeed, Darren. And Darren, before you go there, I just want to tell you about Troy Parrott's granny.
Yes.
Conor Josie. Pope is writing, Josie, yeah. So she has her own seat in the Bridge Tavern. And apparently, according to a neighbour in Conor Pope's piece in the Irish Times today, somebody went in and she overheard them saying that Troy was, well, it's an expletive, but that he wasn't very good. And the neighbour goes on to say that she absolutely went for him. And I'll tell you what, he won't be saying that again. So
don't mess with the granny.
There you go. If you want boxing, that's your woman, you know.
Thanks a million.
Darren, thank you for that.